This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga-Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Ben Elias, to chat about some exciting new bike infrastructure updates coming to our streets. Ben, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Hey, yeah, my name's Ben Elias. I'm a project manager at the City of Tucson in our Department of Transportation and Mobility.
And we were recently on a lovely breakfast by bike ride where you mentioned some improvements coming to Mountain Avenue, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Mountain Avenue is just one piece of a whole plan that was recently passed. Folks might be aware of the Bicycle Advisory Committee, but the City of Tucson also has a Complete Streets Coordinating Council, and they're actually the group that approves of Complete Streets projects and specifically Prop 411 safety funding. That's exciting because they've approved 7 years worth of funding for safety projects, including bikeways. One of the most exciting projects that folks might be interested in is a protected bike lane on Mountain Avenue from Speedway to Fort Lowell.
And what does a protected bike lane mean in this specific instance?
So right now, Mountain Avenue is what we call a bicycle priority street. It has a bike lane on both sides, and a buffer between the bike lane and the travel lane. What the protected bike lane does is actually puts physical separation between the bike lane and the vehicle lane. So if a car were to drift over into the buffer, there would be something there to stop them and prevent them from going into the bike lane. So most often that looks like a concrete curb or something similar.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of changes should we see in terms of driver behavior as well as bicyclist usage of the avenue?
One of the goals for putting in a protected bike lane is to encourage a wider variety of folks to use that bike lane and feel safe, because we realize that not everybody wants to ride their bike in a striped bike lane on a big, wide, fast road. So we want to give folks the infrastructure that supports a decision to ride a bike more often, so that anybody, all ages and abilities, can use that bike lane and get where they want to get safely. For the rest of the street, what that looks like is we might actually see drivers go a little bit slower and observe the speed limit, because with that protection in the buffer, the narrowness of the lane might feel like it's more comfortable to drive slower and not speed through that segment because it doesn't feel so wide to them.
Mm-hmm. This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host Soph and guest Ben. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. To find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.